Oh yeah, we're talking about the issues right now. All right.
Well, I'm glad though, man, because like it's a good book, but fuck, did they go out there? So I'm just always like.
Oh yeah, no, like I was saying, like there's always that like element of weirdness to X-Men, which I think Hickman has nicely like found a way to integrate into these books, like. Yeah. Because there's always, like, the cool stuff. There's always, like, the comic booky stuff you'd expect. And then I think every X-Men story just has that one really weird aspect. You don't know where it came from, but you're just like, man, like, this is actually pretty cool.
I also don't know why all the X-Men are hot.
This is true.
Like, every X-Men, you're just like, all right.
They're all smoking, and the ones that aren't have existential crises about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Beast is always just like, am I okay? Like, that's his major qualm. He can do amazing things and he's brilliant, but he's always like, I'm furry though, you know? That's his thing. He's like in government, and for some reason he's just like, I wish I didn't have so much hair.
Nah, exactly. I'd say he should go see a therapist or a doctor of some kind, but I think Professor X would just say mutant and proud and leave the room.
Yeah, true. I mean, but that makes sense that he would have a complex because all of his teammates are just super hot humans.
Oh, no, exactly. Like, anyone would have a complex when they have to stand next to Jean Grey and Scott Summers. Yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah, if all your teammates just do CrossFit and look just chiseled, you'd be like, okay, I'm blue and hairy.
See, that's the thing is, like, comic book characters, man, it's just like, and it's like Instagram influencers. They can't do anything else. It's like, how do you look that good in travel?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, of course.
I'm sorry, you can't have a six-pack and afford fucking, you know, like, Bora Bora. Like, that doesn't fucking... No.
How are you going to be a telepath and hot? Like, yeah, what's going on?
Wait, where do you have the time?
You already change people's minds. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Listen, why don't you just skip the workout today and make everyone think you did it?
Woe is me. I have I-beams, and I'm also, like, an Abercrombie and Fitch model. God, I wish I wasn't discriminated against so much.
No, some girls should take that Abercrombie and Fitch money. People would probably be like, oh, man, it's so cool that he's overcome his disability.
Yeah.
He's so brave.
Right? Storm is just fine as hell.
Yeah.
They had that Halle Berry play her first.
She's Wakanda. She's Wakandan, right?
She's not Wakandan. Okay. She's African.
Okay.
But she is with Black Panther, so she's with T'Challa.
Okay.
They were gonna get married and they didn't. And I think I was talking to you guys earlier about the Galactic Empire of Wakanda.
And now is that existing with House of X and everything?
It's same.
Which makes sense. We've got this human lab surrounding the sun, so I mean, fucking why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It is. Basically, because T'Challa went into the wormhole to follow the troops, elite troops that he sent to the original place that had vibranium. She has been in Wakanda basically helping things go smoothly. Watching out for them, being Storm, who I guess she got upgraded to Omega level.
Fuck yeah.
Which is great, which makes sense. I mean, if you can change the molecular structure of weather, you're probably...
See, that's what I like. That, like, I don't know at what point they started sitting down of like, okay, we really need to like sit down and like, I know she controls weather, like, but what is she actually doing? Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like Black Bolt was one of those where it's like, yeah, when he speaks, shit goes nuts. Like, but like, literally look at, like, think about what he's doing.
Yeah.
And, like, how it's like, what a vibration can do and shit. And you're like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, I like how they really get into it, too.
Yeah. To me, like, My Hero Academia is what X-Men could be if they super geeked out on the powers, right? Because, like,
if
you're not familiar, My Hero Academia, everyone on the planet, most people have superpowers. It's an anime manga. But some of them have powers that they train hard and make good. Like, one dude has the ability to control gene material, and, like, through his hard work, he became hella good at it. So now he's, like, super high tier. But like with X-Men, a lot of the time you're like, wait, Iceman can make cold molecules? Of course he's like god level. He's immature, so like he's just like, nah, he's just kind of a douche. He's a cold douche.
Slides around a lot.
But yeah, so it's going on at the same time, and basically Storm is suspending her duties for Krakoa to be in Wakanda until Black Panther eventually does come back, and then she's still like, yo, I probably have to go now.
Yeah.
Figure this out. Good seeing you, boo. That's how she talks to him.
How's Black the Empire, boo?
hey, boo thang. How's Bast? but, yeah, I mean, I think that it's awesome that they're bringing world politics into it. I think that...
Oh, yeah.
The way they're setting up the world is cool, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it really is. Just the way that they have explored, you know, what goes into, like, founding a new nation, all the things they have done to try and give mutants their own culture and identity. Like, I love that one scene where Magneto is walking all the world leaders through the transit hub or whatever, and he's like, yeah, see the language there? That's Krakoan, and it's implanted on every mutant whenever they enter the island so that only mutants know how to speak it.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah. And you know one mutant that is so underplayed, but he's just kind of cool? Cypher.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Cypher is raw, dude.
This is the series that made Cypher cool.
This is this is his time to shine.
Well, and that was the thing, was like, because I always feel like, what can we do with this guy? And like, they played with him before, but like, man, they fucking, I mean, that's the thing, is he really utilized every mutant he could in this story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made every mutant relevant.
Yeah. And I think, I remember, before I even touched this thing, you're like, you're going to want, like, an encyclopedia next to you. I'm like, who the fuck's this guy?
And like, no, that's exactly how I had to read House of X. Because, yeah, I would see, like, oh, who's Exodus? Okay, here we go.
Old school.
Yeah, no, there was, like, the marquee mutants are all there. But, yeah, like, he dug deep. Like, there was no character too obscure for them to bring into the series.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things, too, is... He really loves the world and the lore and the history of Marvel. And you can tell when he writes because how well he fits everything together. Like, this isn't someone who's just like, what mutants can I use? Oh, well, which ones are popular? This guy knows that landscape in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to throw in Cypher as like a translator for the island.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think, because I went in, there was a period in time in L.A. when auditions were slower. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And
never.
I know. In this town. And so, for some reason, I went on this, like, obsessive kick of, like, finding out what superpowers I wanted. Like, I had three. I was like, I can get three, like it's ever going to happen. And and I need to know the description. So I was looking up people. And Cypher's description of his powers... The dude can read body language as a language. So he can also figure out what people are going to do next. So, like, if he's fighting you, he can tell based on your body language kind of what you're going to do next. I was like, what a weird cop-out for him being not great at fighting.
Yeah, well, I just feel like he'd be bad, though. Like, I feel like that's the one thing. Is like, his power's so not offensive. Like, you know, and it's just like... You throw him into it. All right, guys, let's go. Cypher attack. And it's like, dude, that's not what I do here. Like, if you start saying some shit, I got you. But, like... Yeah.
If they speak Spanish, I got you.
Yeah, kind of hear us. But, like... Translator capacity.
Yeah, this monster wants to eat me, dude. I can't help you with this one.
You don't really need me to know that dragon wants to kill you.
Yeah.
It's all speaking... Right.
He's not happy. I'll see you guys later. I did my job.
I also love how, like, snarky Cypher is, because, you know, like, this is a man who can speak any language, which means that there is just a whole new demographic of people who can hate him, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one language he doesn't speak. Patience. he's like, no, fuck off. Hey, listen, I got shit to translate. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I think it even maybe extends into machine...
I want to say
binary and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Which, that's so dope.
Yeah.
That's almost OP.
Well, because, yeah, then he, like, coding is all language, and so...
Yeah.
Well, I think, didn't they really say that, like, him and Forge designed the, like, the teleporter system for the island?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
DNA is language?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they could really fuck with that, dude.
Oh, dude, if Cypher started making mutants...
Well, like, that's the thing, is he hits it down with, like, Mr. Sinister, and they start going, like, hey, look, like, I know you're taking all of these genomes down and taking records, like, hand them over.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you know that ultimate mutant you've been wanting to, you've been coveting between Gene and like, Cyclops?
Yeah, look at like line 37. It says, yo, dude, you just need to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dude, actually, that'd be a really interesting, like, way to fuck with this. Like, that's how you put this whole world on its head. Because I know, like, no one can die now because you got the five, and then, like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Moira, like, is she on her last life, or can she keep doing this?
I think she's only got, like, 10 lives.
And then she's on her 10th right now, I think? Or, like, that's...
She's on, like, her 9th or 10th, okay. Yeah, and that's where we are, like,
because she's
now.
In the future, remember? So her last life is in the future.
Mm. Oh, that's right, yeah.
So she... This life is... I don't know what number, but...
Yeah, but it's weird. It's like death isn't a huge stake in this, but it's so much is going on, though.
But trauma is.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, yes, they can't die permanently, but nothing takes away the trauma they experienced of death.
This is true.
Right? If someone threw me off a building and then I was reborn and remembered it, that would be terrifying.
Oh, that's yeah.
Wolverine can deal with it because he literally has, his healing factor helps him mentally.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
But like, me? Dude, PTSD.
That's fucking
true. Just remembering what that feels like. Not to mention, you might want revenge or something like that. You might not be the person that...
Somebody killed me and I could come back. I'd be like, yo, you killed me. That wasn't cool. Don't know why I'm back.
That's actually why. Have you guys read the most recent issue?
No.
Oh, it's really good. I don't want to spoil too much about it, but basically, they reveal that they can not only bring mutants back to life, but they can use Mr. Sinister's DNA stash to give people their powers back.
Yes.
If they've lost them. And the whole issue like revolves around Cyclops and Nightcrawler talking about the ethical implications of it.
Yeah, because they have to basically watch the mutant. Like, basically it's a gauntlet versus Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And he's, obviously you can't beat him, but like, he's like, do you want this? Like, mutants that lost their power in the House of M, they are there to redeem themselves because the genetic material to give them their powers back is there. So if you give up fighting Apocalypse, you're not worthy. He just kills you. Mm-hmm. But if you are worthy and you never back down, then you get your power back.
Damn.
I think what the girl in it was like, she could glow.
I think she could fly, yeah.
And she could like beat like bright people.
Yeah.
That's one thing about it too is Scarlet Witch is hated by her people because she basically the ultimate betrayal, right? Like if there was somebody in the community who was like, no more black people, like a lot of black people would be pissed about that. Like, man, I turned white. Like, because it's not like they died; they just lost their powers, which is a kind of death. Yeah. If I had powers and lost them...
It's a different life, man.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
No, that would be heartbreaking,
That is like your identity.
Yeah.
Unless it's, you had a sucky power.
Yeah.
There's tons of probably really sucky powers.
Lots of powers where I'm like, that's not a power. That's a handicap, I think.
Yeah.
You should be getting checks from somebody for that. Like.
Yeah. See, like, I want to find the guy who can like fly at the pace of walking.
Oh, yeah.
The guys, I'll be there in like 3 days.
Or even the guy that can teleport in the same amount of time it would take.
Like, you teleport there, but then you're so tired, you just immediately fall asleep.
Yeah, I can teleport to Mars, but it'll literally take thousands of years. Yeah. I'll get there, though.
Hopefully, by the time I get there, you guys will have sent a Mars base there, I won't, you know, need to worry about air.
People sleep on flight, but flight would be one of the most uncomfortable things. Because you're still susceptible to weather. How many hoodies do you need to wear 30,000 feet up?
No, exactly. You'd have to wear like a parka at the very least. At least. Probably an oxygen mask, it's like, I remember, this reminds me of how the first episode of The Boys, when A-Train runs through Huey's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no wonder they had to say that the Flash is also super smart, so he knows when obstacles are coming and can avoid them, because otherwise you could kill people, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Not to mention destroy everything. Like, you destroy buildings, right? Like, yeah, that was insane. Oh, The Boys is probably the best superhero TV show ever. I would, because Heroes season one was great.
Yep.
Oh, but yeah.
The boys,
they have fun with it, man.
Fire.
Yeah.
And pretty realistic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, definitely someone, definitely some douchebag corporate dude would be like, I could give you money.
Yeah. Well, and we were saying that. Like, I feel like this is what Powers tried to do on that PlayStation. Whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, when they were trying to make PlayStation originals a thing. Yeah.
But no, Powers did it right, though, man. Not Powers, fuck. Boys, Jesus.
Yeah. Powers was like halfway there. Boys is all the way there. Like, you could tell they get what makes great superhero stories, but they also are bringing this sort of, I don't want to say sadistic, but like, they're bringing this, like, darkly comic, slightly more realistic, slightly more cynical bend to it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
with money, though, that's the end of the day, is money is still power.
Yeah.
Money is always still power.
No, exactly. It's like when Homelander and Queen Maeve were talking, and Homelander was like, why do we even follow these people?
Yeah.
And Maeve was like, because they sign our paychecks.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, what does Homelander need money for? Like, what?
Yeah.
Does he eat? Probably not. I don't know.
Probably needs to spend quite a bit on pomade, but that's about it, I think.
Probably, yeah.
God.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I like about the run is because it is grounded in some level of realism, like, it reminds me, and very few things come close to Invincible for me. Did you guys ever read Invincible?
I need to. Badly.
Dude, I have all of the three compendium books if you ever want to borrow them.
Oh, that'd be
rad.
I did
that like a fucking...
There's one... Each one is like that thick.
I had a feeling.
It's one of the best comic book stories ever told. I mean, like, Saga's pretty good too, but... Yeah.
Oh, don't sleep on Saga.
No, never, dude.
No.
And I actually just started reading Sex Criminals, too.
Oh, dude. Sex Criminals is
that
fun.
Is a favorite around these parts, dude,
I just like when, like, that's one of those ones you can tell everyone's having fun on it. And I feel like that's the boys, too. It's just, like, the actors are still all in for it. Like,
yeah.
I got to bump into those guys, like, right after they finished season two, and they were all still fucking jacked on it.
Dude, when is season two coming out?
Probably this summer? Spring or summer?
Probably. Damn it, I want it now.
Yeah.
I want it right now.
I mean, dude, the VFX and all that shit they do in that show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They do a good job, because, like, I don't know what their budget is, but, like, they fucking make it work.
No, it never looks bad.
Right?
Like, there's definitely plenty of shows where you're just like, is he flying?
Yeah, like, is The Flash he? Is, like, you can tell it's just recycling. But they have to, dude. Like, they have a shoestring budget. And, like, I remember that was, like, when we did Happy in New York. That show was fun as fuck, but because the VFX was so high, it was like shooting a B movie. Because we just, like, the budget was gouged by having Patton Oswalt as a flying fucking unicorn.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah, like, but it was like, but it was so much fun because, like, all these stunt guys got to do all this shit that, like B movie, fucking Jackie Chan level, just kind of like, I mean, obviously they always made it safe and did shit, but it was just awesome. How
crazy would it be to be in a world where VFX were so cheap that you could make an X-Men TV show live action?
That would be so dope.
I mean, granted.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about Runaways, but like...
Yeah, and there was The Gifted, I think it was called. I never got around to watching it.
The what?
I heard Gifted. It was alright. Gifted?
Yeah. But yeah, but I know what you mean. Like, you wanted to have that, like, Avengers-level quality for a TV show. But, I mean, I think that opportunity would be great because I think as much as, you know, the writers will, you know, always write that first draft without the concern of budget, but then as every other editor, your producer, your director, and everything get through it, it gets cut down. It has to. But there is art through adversity, but there's also, you know, we see it in comic books, like, when, as long as you've got a good talented artist who's got time, you can do whatever you want. And this is House of X, man. That's the insanity that is this. And so I think you really could get the opportunity of, like, letting some writers really open up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always for adversity. I'm always enjoy creativity, but, like, to give them an open sandbox and just, like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now the only, I would say that the only downside to having an unlimited budget is sometimes, I talk to people about this all the time in terms of, having limitations helps the creative process because you have boundaries in which to form that creativity, right?
Yeah,
when you just are free form, you're like, okay, well, at what point, what am I limited by, and how do I create that conflict, not just for the characters, but also for myself as a creative person?
Exactly.
It's important. So, like, that's why these low-budget films that come up with something super dope that everybody's into, you're like, oh, it's because of their restraints that they were, like, it's because there was gravity that they were able to fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. It's kind of like how I remember Ryan Reynolds got into a fight with, the director, it's on the tip of my tongue, Tim Miller, over Deadpool 2, because Tim Miller was like, yeah, there's all this new stuff I want to do effects-wise, and I want to have all these big battle scenes, because Fox believes in us now, and they're giving us a budget. And Ryan Reynolds was basically like, no, the first movie was awesome because we had limitations. Like, we had to think very creatively about it, and I think it got us a better movie, so I want none of that. I'm going to ask for the same amount of money we had on the first film. Maybe a little more to get some better effects, but that's about it.
Well, yeah, that Juggernaut was not cheap.
Oh, yeah, no. And let me just say, that is the best I have ever seen the Juggernaut in any movie ever.
Yeah.
Now, granted, X-Men The Last Stand, not a high bar to get over, but still, respect.
Yeah.
Bullet Tooth Tony is fucking Juggernaut.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
You know who I am?
Yeah, dude.
Why is he Australian?
And Cable in that was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Josh Brolin.
I also think Domino, like, they actually did a good job with her in Dawn of X, I think. Some of the spinoffs, with the whole storyline of her skin is where her power comes from. So she got part of her skin taken away and grafted on someone else, so they had luck.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You're like, that sounds like a very, very sad end for that poor woman eventually.
That's super, yeah. That's hella creepy.
Yeah.
But her power's also OP. Basically, all luck goes in her favor.
Just, like, cut her foot off and put on his keys.
Just rabbit's foot.
Yep. Like a Domino's foot.
Just in the club.
His keys my spaceship.
Up all night to get lucky. I haven't thought of that song in years. Yeah, that shit's ridiculous. But yeah, I would say, I mean, I have a power that I would want. Darwin's power.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the ability to adapt, I always like that idea.
To,
like,
anything.
Yeah.
He got touched by the goddess of death, turned into a god of death. No big deal. Like, he tried to commit suicide, so he jumped off a roof, and before he landed, he just became hella light and landed softly. It's passive evolution. You're just like, oh, no, I'm good.
Oh, I can do that now. Fear. Yeah.
Great. I mean, like, part of me would want the control, like, to be able to, like, decide it, but not having to worry about it is also way better.
Yeah, I just got it on autopilot.
Yeah.
Like the Tesla superpowers.
But if I had to pick one, like, Cypher or Domino, is OP.
Yep.
Is super OP. Like in our world. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, not a world where people can make superiority, right? Luck anytime. People would be pissed at me. Like, I play D&D sometimes.
Yeah.
Every time
I come up against something epic, I just roll 2 20s and just be like,
crit, sorry, bro.
He's dead.
Oh, man, that was the final boss.
You killed him with a chair!
Oh, it's Grandison with a steel chair.
You know what? Grandison's in a crystal. He's trapped in a crystal. Be like, no, I'm not. Real safe. I don't know. It'd be kind of nuts. And then Cypher, I mean, obviously being able to speak to anyone and...
I have a buddy. I used to live with him back in Chicago, and he used to be like, you know, every once in a while he'd like check if he had superpowers, like, just like, seriously. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, he'd be like, do you really want to be the asshole who's had superpowers for like 6 months and you just never knew? You gotta check sometimes, bro.
How do you check?
You just, like, you know, when he's sitting down, he's got the bottle across the way. He's just like, you don't know. You just gotta check. It's my favorite thing.
Is a genius.
And it's just like, it's my favorite thing in the world. Shout out to Wesley. Just like, He's like, you want to be that asshole that never knew? Like, you got to check.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Because that's the thing, man. We have, what, like 400 billionaires and not one of them's Batman? Like yeah. One of the guys hasn't been like, let me take some Taekwondo real quick.
And not
see what's
one
up.
Of them's Batman, though.
Statistically, we should have gotten a Batman by now.
Statistically, there should be a Batman-esque person.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man, that's funny. Dude, if that's what it was. I mean, honestly, you can't even be Batman without $1 billion. Yeah. Karate?
Like
ninja skills?
Bezos? Like, he could, yeah.
I think Bezos is Batman.
If he wanted to be.
I think so, yeah. I don't know why he would want that. Yeah. That would be such a waste of his time.
I know. He's just...
He is hella strong. Have you seen him? He, like, works out and shit.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
For some reason. I'm like, but you can pay people to work out for you. I don't understand why you would ever lift anything.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, it's the only way I feel alive.
What would you guys' powers be?
Ooh. I really like Darwin, too. But yeah. Are we picking from X-Men or just in general?
Just in general.
I mean, I'm a diehard Flash fan. I would love super speed, but like, it's crazy. It's crazy power. Yeah. But like, the Speed Force is just like, oh, I just run independent of time. So like, it's cool, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, how would you use it?
Very carefully.
True. True, true. Touché.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, I guess I would be like, if you, like, you know, I don't mean to sound, but I mean, I have to do shit. Like, I'd love to just, like, I don't know, use it to my benefit, but like, you can't, dude. Like, how can you have that and not be like, okay, well, these people don't have this, and I could literally run over there and, you know, help out.
Yeah.
Like, you, I'd be fucking...
That's something.
Like, that's the
But
thing.
I wouldn't fight crime.
No, I don't, and Hell that's the thing, you know, like, there's so much more important shit you could be doing. Yeah. Like,
you could build a village in seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, you need a well, but you don't have, like, the power to dig it? All right, you know, let me vibrate for 20 minutes. Here's this battery. This will get you for a month. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Just, like, literally hit this number. I'll be here in a second.
Yeah.
It, like, yeah.
I wonder, can Flash transfer his energy, like Black Bolt, for example?
So,
can use his voice, harness it, and make energy sources.
They have done in the past where he'll like hit on, like he'll like hit the cosmic treadmill and like build up energy and they'll like store it and shit. But and there's other times where he's like powered cities just by hitting a treadmill and like
oh
yeah,
that's cool.
But then he's also like he's taken momentum from he literally physically like. Superman was like running up against him. He's like, hey man, you gotta chill out. And he was like, fuck you. And like touches Superman and took all of his momentum and just slingshotted forward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's those things when you take, then like, this is the cool thing, like you said about My Hero Academia, is just like taking this power and just molding it and really seeing what you can do to push those limits. And I mean,
all the different ways you can apply it. Yeah, yeah. Like how in My Hero, one of the characters, his power is permeation. And he's like, yeah, you'd think this power would suck because, all like, cool, I can walk through walls. When I didn't know how to use this ability, I could, like, fall through the floor and never stop falling until I stopped myself. But he trained himself a ton, and now it's, like, his greatest asset. He can, like, use the floor to warp around the arena by jumping into it and then being... catapulted out on the other side for a sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I saw that fight, and I was like, I am not this smart of a writer. Yeah. Like,
do you know what's crazy with him, though? Is so there's a physics, like, there's literally a physics problem. And basically, if you dig a hole from one place in another, so obviously, and as long as you don't go through the core of the Earth, by the force of gravity alone, you can get anywhere in the world by 42 minutes. Just because the further it is away, the more you accelerate based on the force of gravity pulling you. And so you can literally get anywhere in 42 minutes.
Oh, wow. If there was a way to get around the molten core
that's
of the
Earth. It's by acceleration of gravity.
That's the number that's the answer to the meaning of life.
It might be 42.
We finally found the question!
But I think it might be.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I don't know if they've touched on that, but you could totally do that. As long as you knew the other point you were coming out and you weren't going through the core of the Earth. By force of gravity alone.
That's incredible.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. That sometimes with... The reason... One of the reasons... Like I love X-Men. I love all types of comic books. But I always feel like manga and anime writers are some of the most creative people that have ever lived. Because they think of solutions to things... That, like, somebody will have a power where they have a fireball or a gunshot lightning beam, you know what I mean? Yu Hakusho, right? Yep. And the evolution of his abilities, you're just like, how did they come up with that?
Yeah, I mean, you get 900 episodes, you gotta start just fucking being like, you know, a best piece of advice I ever heard is, if you're not coming up with bad ideas, you're not thinking hard enough.
That is awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, damn. That is, yeah, right? This is a guy who does, like, he did, like, disaster relief for, like, a college in Katrina. And, like, they brought this college back after it. And that's, it was one of the coolest pieces of advice I ever got. It's like, you're not thinking outside of the box if you're not coming up with bad ideas.
Damn, that's cool.
Right?
That's awesome. What a, so, have you, do you guys remember the movie Willow?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, with
Ron Howard, yeah.
So the reason I brought that
bring up. Bring me here, yeah. I want to see where this train of thought
was. Because it was advice from a writer. So I woke up on a plane. I got on the plane awake. But I fall asleep immediately on planes. I don't even know what the safety protocol is anymore. So I have no idea.
It's like, who listened?
So once
like,
that video comes on, you're just like.
So I'm going to San Francisco. I'm going to Oakland, and we're about to land. And so I wake up, and I usually at least talk a little bit with someone next to me.
Yeah.
And the person next to me, I didn't recognize him. It's just some random guy. And I was like, hey, what's going on? What are you in town for? And he's like, oh, I'm celebrating the 25th anniversary of my Blu-ray release of a film I made in the 80s. And I was like, oh, what was the movie? He's like, have you heard of Willow? And I was like, you made Willow? And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. He's like, oh, cool. And I was like, yeah, dude, I love that movie. And I was like, as an aspiring writer, what advice would you give me? He's like, well, I mean, just keep doing it. And I was like, oh, that's what's up. Yeah, and I have a few ideas. And I told him about Blacticus, which Oprah and Zeus have a kid. And it's me. My name's Blacticus. And basically a long time ago in the 90s, Oprah broke up with Zeus and banished him back to Olympus, and 9 months later, he had her baby. And, yeah, so
that was... I love this so much.
Yeah, everyone does. And I just gotta get somebody to really...
That'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like we already mapped out the first season and pilot and...
Well, it's just great, though, man, because it's literally, like, 90% of Greek mythology is Zeus getting horny.
Yeah.
It's great, though. Like, keep fucking, dude. Like, some great stories.
And this time, it's, like, him kind of getting the boot.
But I love, though, is, like, what's power today? And power and influence of a god. Fucking Oprah, dude.
Yeah, like, right?
Yeah, it's not an Omega. It's just an O now. Like, the Omega Book Club.
The Omega Book Club.
That's great. You could steal that.
Yeah. Because we weren't sure if we could even use Oprah, which I guess it falls under parody law. So we were going to go with the Ooh. So, like, the Ooh magazine and, like... So I told him, and I was like, you know, just... I was kind of throwing it away. I was like, you know, just silly ideas. And he's like, let me tell you something. I made my career off silly ideas. Keep doing it. And I was like, fair.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely continue that. That sounds fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
And so is it comedy based or is it just kind of...
It's comedy.
Oh, fuck you. Go for
it. Yeah, dude. It's so dumb.
Yes.
So, I mean, I got a literary agent who was like, would you ever think about doing it as a feature? And so we basically are just like beating out the feature version of it. Because we have like seasons mapped out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of it. Yeah. It's very dumb.
It's the modern
dumb.
God of War I've always wanted.
Huh?
The modern God of War I've always wanted.
Yeah, dude. Fucking talks all dumb.
More like God of War, am I right?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, and I think that kind of comes back around to Jonathan Hickman, which is like, sometimes you kind of go, what is this?
Yeah.
But then you realize like, oh yeah, if all of this was just stuffy, it wouldn't be amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Like if it was just politically charged, you'd be like, boring.
Yeah.
But an island that's looking for its soulmate that is like, you're like, oh, cool. This is hella weird. That's fun.
Like, I really want those islands to, like, be, one of the islands be like, hey, I was just trying to have some fun. Like, this was
I'm
cool
not ready
and everything.
For a whole commitment.
You want them to be polyamorous?
Yeah, like, or just like, you know, I was just kind of, you know, I was horny and like, I felt the other island. I rushed over here. This was cool and all. But
I met some Philippines.
Yeah. I'm not trying to do anything serious right now, but like, I'd be down to come back later. But
yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'll keep this side of the island for you, but like, I'll just connect on the other side. It'll be cool. Like,
I met a few cool islands in Hawaii that I'm really into.
There's
this
peninsula I'm thinking about fucking with.
There's a full peninsula. That's ridiculous.
I'm not going to see a fjord later.
Yeah, I mean, you looked at Florida, man. You don't tell me that ain't phallic. Like, I'm here, it's like, come on.
Yeah, I'd give it to Florida.
Yeah, like, I might take a shot of the tonsils of that Florida.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we could probably, yeah.
I didn't know how long. But
yeah.
So what do you guys do? What do you guys do at the end?
I mean, yeah, no, dude, we, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's funny, like.
we usually about an hour. I don't want to, I'm just like, yeah, we, yeah, you know, like,
this is fun, yeah.
Yeah,
it's hella fun. I was just like, how long are you going?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, dude, you gotta definitely, like, I wanna, like, obviously as this develops, I wanna get updates on Blacticus, like, immediate, like, every time you come over, be like, yo, what's going on with now?
Dude, we have so much already.
Stage
like,
are we at? Yeah.
The thing is, like, the way I operate is I usually run with whatever has the most momentum. So right now, I'm building my League of Comedy. It's a live entertainment company.
Yeah.
We've been doing shows. I gotta get you on the 30 show.
For sure, man, I love that.
We've been doing that there for 2.5 years. We have musical guests close it out. And then now we have a second venue. We're about to be getting sponsors. We're actually also going to be looking to connect sponsorship dollars to shows locally.
Oh,
so
excellent.
We're looking to get shows on our roster. So
would you ever want to do like, if like, and this is totally like your call, but like, I'd be thinking it'd be kind of funny if you came out here and we got some people and did like a table read.
For Blacktickets?
Yeah, just like pick a just like one scene. I wouldn't even want to like spoil anything, but if you ever wanted to do, I think it'd be kind of cool. If we got some people around, like grabbed a bunch of comedians and shit. Obviously,
yeah,
you would voice Blacktickets, and we'd start. You know, I mean, cast it for this quick little table read just to fuck around.
I'm so down. I mean, yeah, like
I would love this idea, and I'd love to like, yeah, I'd love to hear a scene, but I think it'd be fun as hell if we like,
yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, like we literally are. I think we beat it out already, but we are taking elements of the first season that we have hashed out, turning that into a feature, because like it's ridiculous, like we can, what do you do to close up?
What do we do to close up?
Well, obviously
yeah,
it sounds like you're getting some clubs lined up, but like where can we find you, man?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm Instagranison. I have 2 monthly shows for the League of Comedy, which is my live entertainment company. One is in Sherman Oaks at On the 30, and the other one is, that's going to be the first Tuesday of every month, and then the second show is in downtown at a place called The Wolves, downtown LA. That's the third Wednesday of every month. The next show should be March 18th. I don't know when this is coming out, but
it should be all right,
yeah. It should be coming out fairly soon, yeah.
Yeah. And then I also have a YouTube channel that's Granivision, GRANIVISION. That has a couple series that I've done. One is Diaries of a Door Guy. It's comedic reenactments of when I was a bouncer. I use kids as the patrons. It's pretty funny. And then I also have my only single that's as my comedic hip-hop alias S. Illy, hashtag swipe, and it was celebrating me balling on a budget when I used to get EBT. So check those out on Granivision, my YouTube channel, and more will be coming out. We're going to be definitely doing a lot more shows and expanding in the league into Houston, Boston, and one more place. But you'll have to come check it out. Check out leagueofcomedy.com.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely check out that, folks. So we got any final thoughts on X-Men before we wrap up here?
Oh, man, islands fuck, yo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those islands fuck.
Islands fuck.
Cyclops fucks.
Yep.
And so does Jonathan Hickman. well, this has been an unreasonable amount of fun. Keep it cool, kids.